A week after the phone call between Trump and Putin upended post-war transatlantic relations, 2 weeks after the US president proposed taking over Gaza and turning it into a resort, Saudi Arabia plays host to another summit today of Arab leaders trying to come up with their plan to rebuild Gaza after over a year of Israeli airstrikes, in the middle of a ceasefire which is under threat this morning after a body returned by Hamas to Israel has turned out not to be the mother of the two young boys also handed over yesterday, and a number of empty buses exploding in Tel Aviv. Greg Carlstrom is with us again. He's Middle East correspondent with The Economist. Morning, Greg.
Good morning to you.
We'll talk about that plan shortly, but those comments from the Israeli Prime Minister this morning on the return of dead hostages, is the ceasefire going to hold?
Well, that's a good question. It's, I think, going to be a big shock for many Israelis waking up to that news this morning that, as you say, this body could not be identified. I mean, look, we've had issues with the ceasefire before. We've had moments where both Netanyahu and Hamas have accused one another of violating the terms, and those issues have been smoothed over. But we're about a week from what is meant to be the beginning of phase two, the second stage of the deal, which becomes a permanent end to the war, a permanent ceasefire. Netanyahu has already delayed negotiations with Hamas about phase two, which were meant to begin earlier this month. And I think the news coming out of Israel overnight gives him more pretext to delay those negotiations.
And also those explosions on empty buses in Tel Aviv and the continuing Israeli attacks on the West Bank too.
Right. We don't know much yet about those bus explosions. There has been a claim of responsibility from Hamas's military wing saying that one of its battalions in Tulkarm in the occupied West Bank was involved in this operation, but we haven't heard anything yet from Israeli authorities about who they think was responsible. But as you say, that has led to an order from the Israeli Prime Minister to expand this already weeks-long operation that has killed dozens of Palestinians in the West Bank.
What are Arab leaders proposing for Gaza?
The meeting in Riyadh today, it brings together Egypt, Jordan, the Gulf states, and the Palestinian Authority. And they're going to be talking about an Egyptian proposal that has been circulating for a while now that would call on Hamas to cede civil power in Gaza to a committee of technocrats. It's not clear whether Hamas would be convinced to disarm or compelled to disarm as part of this agreement. But civil affairs would be in the hands of a different government. There would be money made available probably by the Gulf states for reconstruction. And then the Egyptians are talking about a five-year plan for rebuilding Gaza in phases, starting from the south, working their way north. There are a lot of people who think that five-year timeline is probably much too optimistic and not realistic at all. But that is the proposal being discussed today. And if they come up with an agreement on something, that will be put to the full Arab League in about 2 weeks' time at a summit in Cairo.
Is a plan for Egyptian firms to rebuild Gaza over a number of years any more realistic than Donald Trump's plan for Gaza?
There are lots of problems, I think, with the Egyptian proposal, one of which, again, is the time frame, the idea that this can be done in short order. The UN is estimating that just to clear the rubble in Gaza, the millions of tons of debris caused by Israeli bombardment during this war, that could take the better part of a decade. So I think swift reconstruction is unrealistic. And I think there's also a question around where the money is going to come from. Gulf
Yes.
states might pledge money for reconstruction, but we saw a decade ago, the last time there was a big donors conference for Gaza, less than half of those pledges were actually dispersed. And this is a time when Gulf states have other spending priorities, both at home and abroad. And it's not clear whether they actually are going to give the tens of billions of dollars that would be needed to rebuild.
Very conscious, Greg, of this summit taking place in Saudi Arabia. Everything seems to be happening in Saudi Arabia these days. Are they an honest broker here?
The Saudis are, I think, one of the countries in the region that can talk to all sides in this conflict. They certainly can talk to the Palestinians. The Palestinian Authority trusts them. they have discrete relations with the Israeli government that they have built over a period of years. Of course, they're close to the Americans, to the Trump administration. So I think they are trusted as an interlocutor for these sorts of talks. And they're quite happy about the position they're in right now, where they seem to be a regional power broker, not just when it comes to Middle East issues, as you say, but also the war in Ukraine as well.
Greg, thank you for speaking to us again. That's Greg Carlstrom, Middle East correspondent with The Economist.